Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Imam Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Sechus Kedushin Daf Mem Gimbal, the second parak of Ish Mekadesh. The Zichu Sechus Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, although the Gemara established that there's no shlichus for averos, Shammai Yazakin appears to disagree because he quotes Chagai and Navi that one who instructs someone to murder is liable, as David was told, "Oso haragta becherav b'nei Ammon, you have killed Uriah with the sword of the Ammonim." Three interpretations are given for his opinion. Number one, he holds shlichus is effective even for averos and disagrees with the sources indicating otherwise. Number two, he holds the sender's only liable b'dinei shamayim by the laws of heaven, but is not punished by Beis Din. Although the Tanakhama agrees that a sender is responsible in heavenly court, they dispute the extent of the liability. And number three, he only holds a sender liable for the aver of murder based on the above pasuk. Rav Kalman said, even if Shammai holds a sender is generally liable for averos, he would agree if someone instructed another to have forbidden relations or eat forbidden food, that the shliach is liable and not the sender. Because we never found in the entire Torah a circumstance that one benefits and another is liable. Point number two, Rav says shliach nasa aid. A shliach for a transaction can also be a witness to that transaction, but the Academy of Rabbi Shila said he could not. Rav holds alume kama'alemna lumilse. It strengthens the testimony of the matter where the witness is the shliach himself. The Academy of Rabbi Shila holds that since shulchu shel adam kamoso, a shliach of a person is like himself, havlei kagufe, the shliach is therefore like himself and cannot bear testimony. In another version, these opinions are reversed, and the Gemara says the halacha is that shliach can be a witness. Rav Nachman says shluchim can be aiding for kedushin, divorce, and when making a monetary payment. And point number three, Tanaim dispute who can accept the get of a na'ara who's an arusa. The Tanakhama says, he va'aviyah mekabuin es gita. She or her father can accept her get. But Rabbi Yudah says, ein shtei yadayim zochus ka'echad. Two hands cannot have ability to acquire at once, and only the father can accept it. Rav Shakish says, the same halachos applies to whether a na'ara can accept her own kedushin in addition to her father. Rabbi Yochanan says, malchokas l'gerushin. The malchokas only concerns a divorce. Avol kedushin divrei ko aviyah v'lohi. But for Kedushin, all agree her father can accept Kedushin, but she cannot. The Gemara explains that whereas divorce brings her back into the father's domain, and either he or his daughter can accept the get, marriage, which removes her from her father's domain, the father has exclusive control of the process. Although this explanation is rejected, it's reinstated on the next daf. So once again, the three points are number one, although the Gemara established that there's no shlichus for averos, Shammai Yazakin appears to disagree because he quotes Chagai and Navi that one who instructs someone to murder is liable. As David was told, "Oso haragta becherav b'nei Ammon, you have killed Uriah with the sword of the Ammonim." Three interpretations are given for his opinion. Number one, he holds shlichus is effective even for averos and disagrees with the sources indicating otherwise. Number two, he holds the sender's only liable b'dinei shamayim by the laws of heaven, but is not punished by Beis Din. Although the Tanakhama agrees that a sender is responsible in heavenly court, they dispute the extent of the liability. And number three, he only holds a sender liable for the aver of murder based on the above pasuk. Rav Kalman said, even if Shammai holds a sender is generally liable for averos, he would agree if someone instructed another to have forbidden relations or eat forbidden food, that the shliach is liable and not the sender. Because we never found in the entire Torah a circumstance that one benefits and another is liable. Point number two, Rav says shliach nasa aid. A shliach for a transaction can also be a witness to that transaction, but the Academy of Rabbi Shila said he could not. Rav holds alume kama'alemna lumilse. It strengthens the testimony of the matter where the witness is the shliach himself. The Academy of Rabbi Shila holds that since shulchu shel adam kamoso, a shliach of a person is like himself, havlei kagufe, the shliach is therefore like himself and cannot bear testimony. In another version, these opinions are reversed, and the Gemara says the halacha is that shliach can be a witness. Rav Nachman says shluchim can be aiding for kedushin, divorce, and when making a monetary payment. And point number three, Tanaim dispute who can accept the get of a na'ara who's an arusa. The Tanakhama says, he va'aviyah mekabuin es gita. She or her father can accept her get. But Rabbi Yudah says, ein shtei yadayim zochus ka'echad. Two hands cannot have ability to acquire at once, and only the father can accept it. Rav Shakish says, the same halachos applies to whether a na'ara can accept her own kedushin in addition to her father. Rabbi Yochanan says malchokas l'gerushin. The malchokas only concerns a divorce. Avol kedushin divrei ko aviyah v'lohi. But for kedushin, all agree her father can accept kedushin, but she cannot. The Gemara explains that whereas divorce brings her back into the father's domain, and either he or his daughter can accept the get, marriage, which removes her from her father's domain, the father has exclusive control of the process. Although this explanation is rejected, it's reinstated on the next daf. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Gimel, and our standard Siman is a magazine. a magazine. So here goes. The man looking for shlichus opportunities in the shlichus magazine, who saw that the sender would be chayav for murder, but the shlich is chayav if he sent to eat treif, got so engrossed in reading about the shlich who became an aide that he didn't hear his na'ar dara ask him if she's allowed to accept her own kedushin. Once again, it's a motion. The man looking for shlichus opportunities in the shlichus magazine. That must be more in daf mem gimel. The man looking for shlichus opportunities in the shlichus magazine, who saw that the sender would be chayef for murder, but the shlich is chayef if he sent to eat treif, which reminds us, although the Gemara established that there is no shlichus for averos, Shammai Yazakin appears to disagree because he quotes Chagai Navi that one who instructs someone to murder is liable, as David was told regarding Uriah that you've killed Uriah with the sword of the Ammonim. Three interpretations are given for his opinion. He would agree, though, if someone instructed another to have forbidden relations or eat forbidden food, that the shlich is liable and not the sender, because we never find in the entire Torah a circumstance that one gets hana and the other is liable. So the man looking for shlich's opportunities in the shlich's magazine, who saw that the sender would be chayef for murder, but the shlich is chayef if he sent to eat treif, got so engrossed in reading about the shlich who became an aide, which reminds us, Rav says, shlich nase aid. A shlich for a transaction can also be an aid to that transaction. But the Academy of Rabbi Shua said that he cannot. Rav holds that it strengthens the testimony of the matter where the witness is the shlich himself. The Academy of Rabbi Shua holds that since shlichu shel adam kamoso, a shlich of a person is like himself, havelei kagufei, the shlich is therefore like himself and cannot bear testimony. In another version, these opinions are reversed. So the man looking for shlichus opportunities in the shlichus magazine, who saw that the sender would be chayef for murder, but the shlich is chayef if he sent to eat treif, got so engrossed in reading about the shlich who became an aide that he didn't hear his na'ara daughter ask him if she was allowed to accept her own kedushin, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that the same machlokes regarding whether a nara can accept her get it applies to whether a nara can accept their own kedushin in addition to her father. Rabbi Yochanan says the machlokes only concerns divorce, but for a kedushin, I'll agree her father can accept kedushin, but she cannot. The Gemara explains that whereas divorce brings her back into the father's domain, and either he or his daughter can accept the get, marriage, which removes her from her father's domain, the father has exclusive control of the process. So once again, the man looking for shlichus opportunities in the shlichus magazine, who saw that the sender would be chayef for murder, but the shlich is chayef if he sent to eat treif, got so engrossed in reading about the shlich who became an aide that he didn't hear his na'ara daughter ask him if she was allowed to accept her own kedushin. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf Ramates. So the siman Daf Ramates is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the siman. So here goes. The mailman, that must be more in Daf Ramates, letter. The mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz Lartz, which reminds us of more discusses the difference between a kolam of grafting, a vineyard, and seeds outside Eretz Yisrael. So, the mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz Lartz by telling him that although the easy ticket to long life is nothing but a mere mitzvah, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ko osa mitzvah achas, whoever performs one mitzvah, mativim lo marichim lo yama v'nochas haretz, he is rewarded with good, his life is lengthened, and he inherits the world to come. So, the mailman inspired the sinner grafting a tree in Chutz Lartz by telling him that although the easy ticket to long life is nothing but a mere mitzvah, the true reward is not in this world, but in the world to come, which reminds us, Rabbi Yaakov says, Schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah, the reward for mitzvahs is not given in this world. He argued that if the Torah ensures a long life for honoring one's parents as well as Shiluch HaKain, then what if a son who climbs a tower and sends away a mother bird to obtain the young birds for his father, and he falls and dies during his descent? Where's his good life? Where's his long life? It must be, therefore, that the promised rewards refer to the world to come. Daf Mem, so the Siman Daf Mem relates to Mayim, water, and we use a pool. So here goes. At the Machshava Tova Matzarfa Lamaisa pool, that must be more in Daf Mem, Mayim. At the Machshava Tova Matzarfa Lamaisa pool, where people sat around thinking about doing mitzvos, one man floated on the inflatable Chetz Yochayv Chetz Yozakai seesaw, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa Lom Yira Adam Atzmo, Yochetz Yochayv Chetz Yozakai, a person should always view himself as if he's half guilty and half meritorious. Velazza, the son of Rabbi Shimon, goes further, since the world is judged according to the majority of people, and a person is judged according to the majority of his actions, a person should view the whole world as if it were half guilty and half meritorious. If he does one mitzvah, he's praiseworthy, for he tipped the balance for himself and the entire world toward merit, but if he commits one chet, woe to him, for he tipped the balance for himself and the entire world toward guilt. So at the Machshava Tova Matzarfa Lamaisa pool, where people sat around thinking about doing mitzvos, one man floated on the inflatable Chetz Yochayv v'Chetz Yozakai seesaw, who was being splashed by the two Bachrim arguing whether Talmud Torah or doing mitzvos is greater, which reminds us. The Gemara relates a question posed to Rabbi Tarfon and the elders, Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? Is Torah study greater or is performance of mitzvahs greater? Rabbi Tarfon declared that the performance of mitzvahs is greater, and Rabbi Kiva declared that Torah study is greater. Nanu Kulam Va'amru, then they all spoke up and said, Talmud Gadol Torah study is great because Torah study brings about mitzvah performance. Other reasons are brought as to why Talmud Torah is greater. Daf Mem Aleph. So the Simmer Daf Mem Aleph is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma, that must be more on Daf Mem Aleph. The grandma with the fancy diamond earrings, who was so incensed that a shaliach was sent to be Makadosh her granddaughter, since mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucho, which reminds us, the second prayer begins, Aish Makadosh bo u'b'shlucho, a man can marry a woman herself or through his shaliach. Aish miskadesh is ba u'b'shlucho, a woman can receive kedushin herself or through her shaliach. From the Mishnah's mentioning the man's ability to be Makadosh himself, which is obvious, Rav Yosef infers, mitzvah bo yosem u'b'shlucho, it's a greater mitzvah for him to be Makadosh a woman herself than through his shaliach. So the grandma with the fancy diamond earrings, who was so incensed that a shaliach was sent to be Makadosh her granddaughter since mitzvah bo yosem u'b'shlucho, and saw that he was in a rush to deliver a get, take some truma, and shech the carbon Pesach on behalf of others, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, shlichus menon, from where do we know the concept of shlichus? A brisa teaches regarding divorce of shilach, and he sends, melamed shuhu osa shlich, this teaches that he can appoint a shlich to deliver the get. By saying b'shulcha, and he sends her, melamed shehi osa shlich, this teaches that she can appoint a shlich to receive the get. Appointing a shlich for kedushin is derived from the hekesh with divorce of b'yatzav ha'isa. The Gemara brings additional sources for shlichus from separating truma and shechting the carbon Pesach. So the grandma with the fancy diamond earrings, who was so incensed that a shlich was sent to be Makadosh her granddaughter, since mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho, and saw that he was in a rush to deliver a get, take some truma and shech the carbon Pesach on behalf of others, that she made him show her his birth certificate to prove he was a ben bris and not ineligible to do shlichus as a goy, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that the principle of shlichus needed to be taught by divorce and karm pesach and could not have been derived from the others. However, shlichus by truma can be derived from the other two with a tzad shava. If so, why did the Torah need to write gam atem? The Gemara answers that it's for the drasha of Rabbi Yonai. Ma atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. Just as you are members of the covenant to keep the Torah, so too your shluchim must be members of the covenant. But a Gentile cannot be a shaliach. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be more in Daf Mem Beis. The mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes that Rav quoted the pasuk of the Nesim, apportioning the land on behalf of their shevet as a source of shezaknu adam shel b'fanav, that one may benefit a person even in his absence without appointment as a shlich, which explains how they apportion the land even to minors. So the mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family was so distracted by his brothers chanting, "We are brothers, we are buyers," which reminds we learn the brothers dividing assets are like purchasers regarding a discrepancy in the division. So the mobster with a diamond-studded cigar trying to apportion a new plot of land for the various members of his crime family was so distracted by his brothers chanting, "We are brothers, we are buyers," that he almost missed the shliach with a fire sent by his rival towards his property, which reminds us, having established that a shliach's actions are attributed to his appointer, the Gemara wonders about a mission which teaches that if one sends a fire with a mentally competent person, that second person is liable for any damages and the first is exempt. Why don't we apply the principle of shlichus and hold the first person responsible? The Gemara answers the ain shlich v'dvar aver, because we say divrei rab, divrei talmid, divrei mishomim. In choosing between the words of the master, meaning Hashem, and the words of the disciple, the sender, whose words do we obey? Certainly the master's. Since he should not have listened to the sender, the shlichus is invalid. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do when a man can appoint the shlich to be Makadosh's wife, but mitzvah bo yosim b'shulcho, that's on dav? Mem Aleph. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you have a question? Which is greater, Talmud Torah or Maisa? That's on Dav. Mem. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you have a question? Is whether a shaliach can become an aide? That's on Dav. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which of the one of goy is ineligible to be a shaliach since he's not a ben bris? That's on Dav. Mem Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you have a question? Is whether a nara can accept kedushin? That's on Dav. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 6. Which of the one brothers dividing assets are like purchasers regarding a discrepancy in the division? That's on Dav. Mem Beis. Good. Number 7. Which of the one Rabbi Yaakov holds, schar mitzvah b'hayal maleika, the schar for mitzvahs is not given in this world? That's on Dav. Lamatas. Good. Number 8. Which Dav is the pasuk of the Nesima portion of the land brought as a source for zaknu adam shel b'fanav? That's on Dav. Mem Beis. Good. Number 9. Which of the one, according to Shammai HaZakin, one who sends a shliach to murder is chayev? That's on Dav. Mem Gimel. Good. Number 10. Which of the one, how we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born and died on Zayin Adar? That's on Dav. Lamed Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhorn from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.